We're in Balbuffet pitch here after another one of our Dublin Donegal sagas. We come up short this time, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, as disappointing as it is, you know, we have to hold our heads high. Like, they were a fantastic team, and you know, they really came out with a sense of vengeance today after last year, and they definitely took their chances whenever they were on. We just couldn't stop them whenever the goal chances were there. So
yeah, and favourites for the All Ireland, and of course we had this topsy-turvy season, you know, with the relegation, a lot of new players in, they got some of the cavalry back, and one Ulster, you know, beat me. So a lot of highs and lows in the season, but that team today weren't going to be beaten.
That's it. And like, I suppose if you were to say to us at the end of the league this year that we'd be contesting an All-Ireland quarter final, like, it wouldn't have been in our wildest dreams. Like, even at that stage, you know, our main goal was avoiding relegation and not falling down to intermediate championship. So to come out from that, to win Ulster, to beat the All-Ireland champions, you know, in Meath 2 weeks ago, and, you know, to give Dublin a fair enough run for their money today, it has been a really positive season whenever you're thinking like that. And like, I have to say, if you look at the 16 and 17 year olds in our team that have stood up and played against some of the top players in the country over this whole season, they've just really held their own, and I think there's a very, very positive future in store for Donegal football.
Yeah, and we just mentioned, you know, the opening period of the game, the pace that Dublin were breaking at, you know, we had plenty of possession, but we were finding it hard to punch holes in them, and then when they come up the other end of the pitch, they seemed to be able to get that extra player in around the back. There was that wee kick at the start of the second half where we came at them, Aymer, and we had an unfortunate turnover and he broke up the pitch, and just at that point it felt the crowd was getting behind us a wee bit, and there seemed to be that wee bit of a kick, but it didn't materialise.
Yeah, that's it. And like, I think at half time whenever we went inside, we were definitely, you know, playing a bit too safe. You know, each of us were doing our man marking jobs and we were just solely focused on that. But they were just being more physical than we were being, and you know, whenever there was a 50-50 break, you know, they were winning all of those 50-50 breaks. So we had to make a decision in the second half. Either we were going to go for it, or that we were just going to play safe, and we weren't going to win the game by playing safe. So at the end of the day, there's no difference in getting beat by 1 point or 12 points, and that's the choice that we took, and unfortunately we did leak goals then because of that. But I don't think any of us will regret that. Like, we had to give it our best foot forward, and like, nobody is playing games football to just be safe. Like, you have to go out and try and win no matter what the consequences, and I don't think that the scoreline reflects maybe certain periods of the match today whenever we really brought it to them. But their physicality definitely gave us a lesson today, and I think, you know, as the game went on, we definitely became more physical, but I think, you know, it was probably a bit too late then.
Yeah, and just looking to the future, you're out here with all these young girls and wee boys, and fair play to you, you've been very kind with your time, signing autographs. You're happy now that not only this age group, but the young players that are on the team, there's a good future for Donegal.
Absolutely, and you know, I probably wouldn't have thought the same at the start of this year. Like, even whenever I came back in late December, there probably was maybe a 7 or 8 year age gap between me and the next player, which is never a nice place to be as one of the senior players, of course. But you know, we did sort of slowly and surely come back, but these young girls were forced into a position that, you know, maybe wouldn't have, other counties wouldn't have players done that maybe for 3 or 4 more years. And like, they've had to learn on their feet, they've had to learn how to play senior football. There's been no adjustment period for them whatsoever. You know, you're looking at like even Abigail and Kitty Dowds. Like, I know we keep speaking about these two girls, but these are two girls that are just out of under 16 football, never mind minor football. And you know, they've just had to just been thrown in the deep end and learn on their feet, and you know, what a year they've had. But you know, there's other players there that you also have to, you know, call out, like even the likes of Nicole McLaughlin there. You know, girls that are being called back year after year whenever there's sort of half of a decision made that maybe they're not coming back, but just that love that they have for the county jersey, you know, it has always been there. So like, I think it's really important, you know, to give those girls the credit as well when it's year after year, and you know, the excitement maybe isn't there as much anymore, but your love for the jersey is. And you know, that's a real credit, is those girls that are coming back when the chips are down, when they think that their time is up, but yet they don't want to leave these young girls to it by themselves. But I think at this stage, whenever you're looking at the future of Donegal and you know what we're leaving behind, you know, I'm really, really hopeful for, you know, what's coming down the line as well, and how these girls have coped in the year that we've had. They've just been immense.